As authorities report a rise in hate crime since the election, Mayor de Blasio visited a mosque on Staten Island yesterday. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports he called New York City a model of inclusiveness for the rest of the world.
The mayor spoke briefly to the dozens of men, women, and kids gathered for Sunday prayers at the Albanian Islamic Cultural Center. He told the group that every day in New York City, people of all stripes get pressed together on subway cars and for the most part have an attitude of live and let live. But there are those who don't, and the mayor promised the city would crack down on hateful attacks.
Any threat or hate speech or violence will be confronted by the NYPD, by the city government, and there will be consequences for anyone who violates our laws and commits a biased crime.
De Blasio, who recently started to shift into re-election mode, is popular at the mosque. The congregants also applauded when an imam reminded them it was the mayor who agreed to close public schools in observance of two Muslim holy days. Danush Muslik says by visiting the mosque, de Blasio helps to break stereotypes of Muslim people.
We need more often from the official government to see that we're not what we hear in the newspaper and TVs, what the real Muslims are.
Administrators at the Albanian Islamic Cultural Center say they've had no complaints of any bias incidents since the election. But the imam of the mosque says over the summer someone tried to attack him with a piece of pipe and that person was arrested. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.